Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I hope you had a great weekend. And just as a heads up, I had my deviated septum surgery on Friday. I'm still very, very congested, and I'm going to be that way for a couple more days till they cleanse it all out. So it's a little bit of a congested mess, but don't worry, we'll get through this and we'll get through it. So one of my favorite lines from Blazing Saddles, where are the white women at? And this call that they had with these Karens for Kamala is hysterical because it's exactly the identity politics thing that James Carville was warning about. The problem that Democrats have, which is they keep getting all of these feminist liberal women lecturing men and using things like BIPOC. BIPOC, that's a term. It's a person, apparently, a BIPOC, and things like Latinx. And these are not things that people say in the real world. And it shows just how freaking out of touch the Democrat Party really is. And it's wacky and it's nuts and it's kooky. And they had this call on Thursday with celebrities like Pink and other people involved as well. So I have some audio of that to share with you as the show progresses. Because, of course, Kamala mania is raging, except she's not getting any bumps in the polls. And she's a terrible candidate. And I'm still not convinced she's going to wind up being the nominee. But Barack Obama did come out and endorse her. So maybe that's just optics, or maybe that means that it's Kamala or bust. I don't know. We'll find out as the week goes on. It's sure to be a nutty one, no doubt about it. And in Pennsylvania, the question is, will Josh Shapiro stop auditioning already? Because it's getting annoying. I mean, the governor just keeps coming out every day with these obnoxious videos, begging, just begging Kamala Harris to choose him as his running mate. And it's just so over the top and pathetic and desperate. And it's like, come on, man, play hard to get just a little bit hard to get. You know, you're just so out there. And women don't like that, from what I've been told. Women like it when guys play a little hard to get. I haven't had to play hard to get in a long time. I've been married 16 years. But, you know, back in the day when I was dating, and if you're on the dating circuit, you know this. You know, don't show all your cards and try to be a little bit like maybe you got to try to win me over, as opposed to just holding up the boombox like and say anything on the first date. But Shapiro is all out there. There's no subtlety whatsoever. And quite frankly, the desperation just reeks. It reeks. And Venezuela just had a very corrupt election. Super corrupt. I'll get into the details with that. But even our own State Department now is calling on the Venezuelan government to release the specific data on the election because it was so blatantly, obviously stolen that the Democrats in Washington are all like, hey, can we learn from you so that we can do it as good as you guys did in Venezuela? Really amazing. But now the Biden administration wants detailed precinct level results from the election in Venezuela because it was so freaking obvious that it was stolen. Just makes me laugh because, you know, I mean, election corruption or corrupt elections happen all the time. And we're told that it never happens. And it's just a myth when it does. But I think the numbers were so astronomical that they said, you guys can't even pretend. It was just that over the top. So I'll get into details with you, as the show progresses as well. Plus the Olympics, a lot of outrage over the Olympic opening ceremony. They love to offend Christians, whether or not it was the Last Supper dinner or some reenactment of some sort of a Greek orgy dinner. I don't know. I don't really care. All I know is that there were a lot of other things in that opening ceremony that offended people who are Christian. And it's the easy target. You know, you're not going to do a little skit with the Prophet Muhammad in the opening ceremony of the Olympics. I can guarantee you that. That's not going to happen. But it's easy to go after Christians, and they, of course, do that. And then they come out and apologize and say, oh, no, we didn't mean it. And we're sorry if you were offended. But we didn't do what you told us, what you said we did. But we're sorry, and we hope we didn't offend you, even though we're saying we didn't do what you're offended by. So you figure that one out for you as the thing goes on. And you heard in the news that more people, McDonald's is losing sales. McDonald's is losing sales because it's too expensive now to take families out to McDonald's for dinner. That's Biden's America. The left wants to ban cheeseburgers, as you know, but a lot of Americans just like taking their kids out to McDonald's because it's easy and it used to be affordable and kids love Happy Meals. And whether or not it's super healthy or not, I'm a big believer in moderation. So if you don't do it every day, I don't think it's really that big of a deal. Like when I do take my daughter to McDonald's, like Reagan loves it. Claire's not a big fan. She was brainwashed by a friend of hers. But Reagan likes McDonald's. She likes the Happy Meals. And so when I take her, she's always a fan. I don't do it all that often. But now in the news report, you heard people say McDonald's is losing sales because people just say they can't afford it. Can't go to McDonald's in Joe Biden's America. What does that tell you? It tells me that the number one issue is still the economy, stupid, as we head into this election. The economy. And of course, so much of that is driven by energy prices. And if you noticed, the Kamala Harris campaign walking back her previous comments that she wants to ban fracking because she said it in 2020. And now they're acting like she doesn't want to ban fracking. First of all, I don't even know if Kamala Harris understands what fracking is. But of course, if you say that, you're racist or sexist. So if you criticize anything about Kamala Harris, you're now racist or sexist. At the very same time, though, you're supposed to flaunt the idea that she's a woman and you're supposed to flaunt her race. But if you criticize anything about her, that's racist and sexist. So, again, it's one of those things with cognitive dissonance. You have to figure it out because it's very complicated to try to understand. But I'll tell you, though, this is a guy here named Jamal Truelove, who was wrongfully committed of murder and sentenced to 50 years to life in prison. It's a black man. There was no physical evidence linking him to the crime. There is an effort underway right now to pretend like Kamala Harris was some really tough on crime prosecutor. Her bag as a prosecutor goes like this, a very mixed bag. She's very much of the sort. Best way to put it is that she is somebody who ebbs and flows with the political times. So if she has to come across as being a tough prosecutor, she would do that. If she'd come across as being a soft on crime prosecutor, she would do that, too. She's entirely malleable. There's really not a strong backbone to her. She'd be whatever she has to be, whatever she has to be. But the one thing that is consistent with Kamala Harris is that she loves to use the criminal justice system to punish her political enemies and to use it to prop herself up politically. She's an authoritarian. She's a despot. She really is. And if she were to become president of the United States, God help us, there's no doubt in my mind the weaponization of government would absolutely continue with Kamala Harris as president of the United States. She's happy to do it. She's happy to use the criminal justice system as a cudgel for political purposes. And there was a time when she tried to pretend like she was tough on crime. So in 2019, Vice met this man named Jamal Truelove. He was wrongfully convicted of murder, sentenced to 50 years to life in prison, despite no physical evidence linking him to the crime. He recalls then that San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris showed up at the two most pivotal times. She wanted to be present for a celebration of a conviction. He was eventually exonerated and freed after over 6 years in prison. He won $13.1 million from the city of San Francisco. Now, this is not going to play well with the black community in places like Philadelphia. I guarantee you it won't. And it's kind of stuff the corporate media doesn't want you to know. But there are lots and lots of places on X, like the site Wall Street Apes, where they post videos of this so that everybody can understand Kamala Harris's true record. And you can stop pretending like Kamala Harris is a person who has virtue of any kind. She doesn't. She will bend and flow with the political winds of the day. If that means she's soft on crime, she'll be soft on crime. If she needs to be tough on crime, she'll be tough on crime. But what the one thing that is consistent is she will use the justice system, and particularly the powers that she has, for political purposes. No question in my mind about that. She is the exact replica of a person who will use the criminal justice system to advance herself politically, punish the people that she wants to punish, expose people like she did with Americans for Prosperity when she unleashed all their donors and doxed all of them so that everybody could see who their donors were. It's the kind of person she is. But listen to this man's story. It's a story that I hope a lot of people hear. We'll certainly do our part to make sure people hear it. Cut number three.
The District Attorney of San Francisco, Kamala Harris, appeared in the courtroom during your trial twice.
Yeah, the two times that Kamala Harris showed up to my trial was when I got convicted and also when they laid down the sentencing.
When you saw her on the day that the verdict was handed down, did you take that as a bad sign?
It felt to me that she was well aware about my case, and she was there to set her presence, almost take pride in getting a conviction. When I put in my appeal, the people that's fighting against my appeal to keep the conviction is the Attorney General office. I learned it reading, you know, their reply to my appeal, and you see Kamala Harris' name at the bottom. And now it's starting to feel a little personal.
When you win the $13.1 million, it's a massive settlement. Did you feel like that was enough?
There's not an amount that could get back those 7 years. That was 6.5 years that I spent in prison. But instead of me coming home feeling like I was a victim, I wanted to prove that I was I'm a survivor, and I will not let my story go unheard. You know, I'm not necessarily saying I'm looking for an apology, but some acknowledgement from her that she could have messed up would be, of course, that'd be huge. You could have made some mistakes. You could have missed some things. For me, it was a big miss. You know, I had life in prison.
But at the time, she was trying to pretend like she was a tough-on-crime prosecutor. She's not. She has no backbone whatsoever. She'll be whatever she has to be. Whatever she has to be. But she's an ideologue. She's a dangerous ideologue. So even though they had the Karens for Kamala, all the white women who were coming out, how they could help Kamala Harris, and they were lectured on things like how to not offend BIPOCs. That's a person of color, apparently. Here's a woman named Tulsi Gabbard, who I believe is also a person of color, as she's a native Hawaiian. But I don't know. She doesn't actually think like that anymore since she's been cleansed of the Democrat Party and quit and realized how wrong she was to ever be associated with those people. But she at one time debated Kamala Harris, as you know, and she points out why Kamala Harris is more dangerous than Joe Biden. Cut number six.
She's the same person today now as she was then and as she always has been, Trey. And this is frankly what makes her an even more dangerous potential president than President Biden has been. And I think it's important for us to focus on this as they've made this change midstream. And the reason why she's more dangerous is because she is an ideologue. And her ideology is rooted in extreme policies that are far worse for our country than Joe Biden's have ever been. And I'll point to two major examples. The border is one of them. She really believes that the real problem with our open borders and this massive illegal immigration is crime and poverty in other countries. And so therefore, she believes that instead of taking immediate action to secure our border, she must first go and solve poverty and crime, not only in Central and South America, but in countries around the world, because this is who we have flooding across our borders now, people from all over the world. Obviously, this is a very, very dangerous idea. And secondly, she has already shown in the Biden-Harris administration that she is not going to hesitate to weaponize the Department of Justice and law enforcement to go after her political opponents, to get what she wants. And so what we've seen over the last 3.5 years has been so brazen in their abuse of power. It will be worse with Kamala Harris, who herself touts her record and what kind of president she will be as a prosecutor president, when we already know she will be a corrupt prosecutor president.
And she also wants to pack the Supreme Court. So now Kamala Harris has officially endorsed Joe Biden's position of packing the Supreme Court. Because if the left doesn't like what they get from the Supreme Court, their idea is, well, let's make it a mini legislature. And we'll have it be a mini super legislature. This way we can get through all the wacko things we can't get through Congress. Here's Kamala Harris talking about packing the Supreme Court with far left activist judges because she doesn't like the decisions of the court. It's a little bit of a shortcut, but you get the gist of it. Cut 15.
So I will say that I am interested in having that conversation, and I'm open to this conversation about extending the number of people on the United States Supreme Court, about increasing the number of people on the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, because if they don't like the decisions, they figure pack it. And this is something that Spartacus Booker, Count Grantangelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band has been advocating, too. If we don't like the decisions, we'll just pack the court. Roosevelt tried doing the same thing. The godfather of modern progressivism, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, wanted to do the exact same thing. I don't like your decisions, so I'll just put more and more of my people on there so I can always get what I want. It's been a dream of the left, and Kamala Harris is going all in on this as well. Now, you have to understand, too, that the left is now engaging in using the word weird to describe J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. And they're saying it over and over and over and over again. The same word weird. This is what they do. They all say the same thing over and over again. Even on The View today, I saw. And Matt, see if you can find that clip for me. The View, they were also saying the same thing today. J.D. Vance is just weird. I have a bunch of clips for you of the left just saying and repeating themselves over and over again. And this is the new talking point. These guys are weird. That shows you where their campaign is headed, right? People can't afford McDonald's, so let's talk about people being weird, because that's going to save the day for them. No, really, that's what they think. That's going to save the day for them. Meanwhile, Dave McCormick toured a natural gas plant in Pennsylvania as Kamala Harris is now pivoting from her anti-fracking comments. But she said it. She wants to ban fracking. You can't take that away from her. She did say it. And by the way, that is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He's the man you got to see. But this is McCormick as he was touring this natural gas plant in PA. I'm telling you, her comments on fracking, whether she tries to walk it back or not, are going to be what I think sinks her in Pennsylvania. I really believe that, because I think whether it's Kamala Harris or it's Joe Biden, these energy workers, they've seen it now. They have seen the fact that Democrats want to take their jobs and push them out. We'll talk to Daniel Turner a little bit later in the show on this point. He's got a piece over at the Federalist about this. How many people have lost their jobs because of the left's insistence on going after this green agenda? And it's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be a matter. It's going to be a factor in Pennsylvania, no question about it. Cut 5.
Well, if anything, if you look at that failed agenda of Biden, Harris, Casey, which 80% of Pennsylvanians think the country's heading in the wrong direction, Vice President Harris is more liberal, more extreme. She's the most liberal nominee in history. And the policies that she explicitly says in her own voice, ban fracking. legalize, decriminalize immigrants coming across our border, put restrictions on red meat consumption. These are so out of step with Pennsylvania, and so the policies of Harris and Casey aren't consistent with the people here in Erie or across our great commonwealth.
Kind of take it back to the issues you were mentioning earlier. What do you hope to do to help with these issues, to end these issues, the fentanyl and all that stuff that you were saying before?
Well, the fentanyl is probably the easiest one. Under President Trump, the number of illegal crossings was an all-time low relative to the last 20 years. So we need to go back to those policies. And I think we need to be very aggressive about declaring the cartels terrorist organizations and using our military very selectively to go across the border with drones and special forces to take out those fentanyl manufacturing facilities and to destroy the distribution networks of the cartel. They are killing 100,000 Americans a year, plus endless human exploitation, human trafficking. This can't continue, and we need leadership to stop it. And frankly, President
Biden... let's jump in here for a second. So this issue of how liberal she is and how much that's going to hurt Casey, it's no doubt it's going to play in Pennsylvania in a big, big way. And the fracking thing, they're going to make her own this. She can try to walk it back, but it's not going to work. It's really not. And now that Democrats are out there saying the party line over and over again, oh, J.D. Vance is weird. Oh, J.D. Vance is weird. Blah, 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 blah. That's not going to save them either. Because you know what? Nobody cares if somebody is weird because it's a stupid, dumb take. I'm telling you, it's a dumb take. But it also shows you that they've got nothing. So we've gone from hearing about how Trump's a dictator and he's never going to leave the White House and he's going to destroy democracy to J.D. Vance is weird. All right. That's where the campaign stands right now on a Monday. J.D. Vance is weird. They got problems. They have big problems as we begin this week. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Glad you're here today. We got a lot to chat about. Don't go away.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So weird. I want to give you a little insight into how the media works. And Tom Elliott over at Grabian did a great analysis of this. So it's always amazing to me how you turn on one network and they're all saying the same thing. You flip the next word, they're saying the same thing. All the talking heads, all the pundits, they're all, it's as if in the morning the talking points go out and then they all just dutifully repeat it. So right now, the word of the day is weird. All right? J.D. Vance is weird. You're hearing this now over and over again. It was just said on The View a short time ago. Members of Congress saying it. Rachel Maddow saying it. Well, he did an analysis on Grabian using cross-referencing Vance and weird. And what he found in his data is that CNN and MSNBC are the locomotives pulling the Vance is weird talking point. In the last 2 days, they've broadcast that DNC line more than 150 times between CNN and MSNBC. Now, he put this out this morning at 7:33 a.m., okay? As the Grabian data below demonstrates, CNN and MSNBC are the locomotives pulling the Vance is weird talking point. In the last 2 days, they've broadcast that DNC line more than 150 times between the two networks. So when I tell you that this is a coordinated effort for them to go out there and all say the same friggin' things over and over again, you know that I'm telling you the truth. That's how they operate. The talking points are very real. And it just happened a short time ago on the Disney-owned, well, ABC Disney China is the official corporate name, China being the parent company of ABC News, but they also have The View, and on The View, sure enough, as you can imagine, J.D. Vance is weird. So let's add that to the list now. Take a listen. If you haven't.
And gracious by just calling you weird. And frankly, J.D. Vance, just dumb Vance, is pretty weird. Because his...
Where did you get that from?
Well, no, I tweeted it out 2 days ago.
Where did you hear it the first time?
Well, I heard it from you today.
Well, you heard it from me last week.
I heard it.
I did it. But let me say this. You know, they've given him like Megyn Kelly on Fox News.
Okay, so he's weird. But that's not the only person saying it, of course, because they all have to say it like a bunch of parroting idiots who all repeat themselves over and over and over again. This is what they do. So here is Governor J.B. Tubby Pritzker of Illinois, who said on ABC's This Week that they're weird. So you know the talking points are in full effect. Cut number eight.
Look, the electorate is energized. Democrats are ready to go. You've seen hundreds of thousands of people signing up to volunteer. Plus, our candidate is the Energizer Bunny. She's been everywhere all the time over the last several days. And we're excited about that, to get to see her in the battleground states and all over the country. And her message is one that I think resonates with people. And one of those things, of course, is pointing out the differences between these two candidates. I mean, on the other side, they're just weird. I mean, they really are. The things that they stand for. Donald Trump, of course, is afraid of windmills. And, you know, he talks about all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, his running mate, as you probably have heard, is, you know, getting known for his obsession with couches, and somebody who is hiding his views on a woman's right to choose. Just broadly, the attack on people who are childless and saying that we had to raise taxes on childless people, calling them cat ladies. I think, you know, he apologized to cats, but he hasn't apologized to women.
So he's weird. And it goes on. Here's the tutor, Eric Swalwell. He didn't rip one live on this interview for the first time, which is good. Here he is on CNN, again, leading the charge that J.D. Vance is weird. This is a masterclass for you of how the talking points go out, and then they all repeat them, all of them, over and over again, everywhere, every station, every show, every pundit. They're just given their job, their marching orders, and the corporate media helps facilitate cut nine.
Do you have a favorite vice presidential pick for her, or a vice presidential pick among the several names being discussed that you think would be the smartest pick for the Democrats?
You know, when it comes to the vice presidential sweepstakes, there's one name that I keep focusing on, J.D. Vance. He absolutely cannot be the vice president of the United States. And so anyone she picks will be eminently more qualified than a guy who thinks that if you're a single, hardworking woman in America, you should have to pay more in taxes. Again, this is just bizarre, doesn't make any sense. And by the way, if you are single and you meet someone and you want to start a family, J.D. Vance doesn't support you using IVF to start that family. And say, unfortunately, you start a family and your spouse becomes violent, he has said that he thinks that you should be forced to stay in a violent marriage. So I don't think Kamala Harris is going to pick anyone as weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
There you go. Weird and creepy. Here's Representative Barbara Lee, also on CNN, as CNN allows the talking points to continue about how weird he is. Cut number 10.
And I'm curious what you make of their attack lines right now, which is sort of calling the other campaign, especially J.D. Vance, weird.
Well, nice being with you, Sarah. You know, J.D. Vance, first of all, is not prepared to be the vice president. And we have to remember that a vice president is one who would, for whatever reason, would have to step in as president if, in fact, the president could not serve.
Oh, is that the job?
To have someone such as a J.D. Vance on this ticket demonstrates who Donald Trump is, if you ask me. It demonstrates and shows us exactly what he believes in by selecting a J.D. Vance, who is quite, you know, as the campaign said, weird, but also pretty unprepared, very...
Well, there you go. You get it. Weird. There you go. And I don't know if we have Whitmer. Do we have 14, Matt? Or 11, I should say.
I do not have...
Don't worry about it. And then
she
the
did
governor,
say it, though, in case anyone was wondering.
Governor Whitmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, also calling him weird on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Just a little insight for you into how they operate and how they do their thing and how they all collude. The unholy triad of the government, the corporate media, and big tech. And speaking of big tech, this story just broke a short time ago. So thanks to John Kensel, my buddy, for sending this my way. But Facebook admits that it wrongly censored the very iconic photo of Donald Trump after the assassination, the bleeding Trump pumping his fist, and now says it was an error. There's also a big scandal around Google and the searches around the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. I'll get into all that with you as well as the show goes on today, but that's blowing up and Elon Musk is going after them big time. But Facebook acknowledged that it mistakenly censored the iconic image of former President Donald Trump with his fist raised in the immediate aftermath of the July 13th assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. A post on Mark Zuckerberg's social media site by a user with the handle EndWokeness, and I can tell you, we use EndWokeness a lot on this program. They provide great content. They do a terrific job. That showed the Republican presidential candidate defiantly pumping his fist in the air while blood streams down his face had initially been flagged as misinformation. In fact, EndWokeness was actually threatened with being deplatformed. However, on Monday, Danny Lever, a spokesperson for Meta, which is the parent company, admits that they made a mistake. Yes, this was an error, she wrote on X in response to conservative influencer Charlie Kirk, who had called out Facebook for not allowing users to share the post. USA Today fact-checked the famous Trump photo, and it triggered an altered photo warning on Instagram. This must be an innocent algorithm mistake, right, Facebook? That's the question that he asked. And then Danny Lever responds to Charlie Kirk and says, yes, this was an error. The fact check was initially applied to a doctored photo showing the Secret Service agent smiling. And in some cases, our systems incorrectly applied that fact check to the real photo. This has been fixed and we apologize for the mistake. There you go. All right, quick break. We got our buddy Tommy from the Republican National Committee joining us in just a second. We'll get the latest on everything that's going on, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Today, Tommy Pickett is the spokesman for the Republican National Committee. Our strategic communications director is his exact title, and he's back on the show today. Tommy, how's it going, bud?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me back on.
Are you weird? I'm just curious.
Well, it's such an interesting thing for the Harris campaign to try to talk about, because so many examples that people have been pointing out of Kamala Harris, who is infamous for her word salads and other things. So interesting that that's what they're going with, because I don't think they're going to win that argument.
Yeah, weird is also something that I would expect my 7-year-old daughter to say when she gets home from school, like, Daddy, that guy was weird. I don't expect politicians and celebrities and people on TV, but they're all parroting the talking point. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great point, and also does nothing to actually respond to the real things that Americans care about, like the fact that she wants to defund the police or ban fracking or ban everything from plastic straws to appliances, open the border. I mean, it's clear that they're trying to distract from all that, so I think it's a great point to say that they're really stooping to low levels here, and I don't think the American people are going to fall for it.
Let's talk about Pennsylvania, shall we? I know that Kamala Harris is now trying to walk back what she said in 2020, which is that she wanted to ban fracking. I don't think people are going to fall for it, but I guess the real question is, does she even understand what fracking means?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, this is such a pattern with her now, where she's trying to walk back not just something she said as a one-off, but her decades-long held opinions on these issues. I mean, she said she wants to ban fracking during the campaign multiple times, on camera, in front of large audiences, multiple times. And then when she was in California, she sued the Biden administration, the Obama administration at the time, to stop fracking in California. So she took action when she was in elected office to try to hold back fracking and then pledged to ban it. And then on top of that, she said she wants to do it on day one. So I think she still has that in her plan. And based off of what we've seen from the Biden administration under Biden and Kamala Harris, is they're actively taking steps to attack American energy every single chance that they can. So I think that's going to continue if Kamala Harris is elected.
Well, that's a very important point, because I don't think people realize that this war on energy has not been something that is new, but it's something Democrats have been doing for decades, and they're all in on this. And she ran on that platform. I mean, she ran as an extremist, as one of the most lefty senators, and she was proud of the fact, too. She was very proud of that fact. But now, of course, she needs to win Pennsylvania and Michigan. But she's also a woman who advocated banning cheeseburgers. Tommy, I love my cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I mean, she wants to ban practically everything. She also supported the $93 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, you say a number like that, $93 trillion, it almost sounds made up, but that's how ridiculous their proposals are from the radical left. She supported it. She said the ideas behind it were important and sound. She actively applauded the most radical members of the Democrat Party for proposing things like, you said, wanting to ban meat, banning plastic straws. The Biden administration has actively right now been trying to ban everyday appliances, from dishwashers to light bulbs. We already know about the electric vehicle mandate that's done so much harm to the auto industry. I mean, Kamala Harris has the most extreme agenda. And I think the ultimate irony of all of this is that they claim to do it for the quote unquote climate. But not only does it hurt our energy security, not only does it hurt our economic security, it hurts the environment, because they are essentially exporting our energy supply chain to communist China, Venezuela, Russia. We produce energy the best in America, the cleanest in America, and yet they'd rather buy things from communist China, which would hurt the environment, our energy security, and our national security.
Do you think that, when we talk about the economy, I heard a story before I got on the air today that people are not able to go to McDonald's anymore. They're actually cutting back at McDonald's because things are so expensive. I mean, that's crazy to me. I still think the economy is going to be the number one issue behind this. And obviously, energy prices drive a lot of that with the economy, no doubt.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think just looking at that contrast, where we've had gas prices have been above $3 a gallon on average across this country for over 1,000 days, and they were never that high under President Trump. And so President Trump had us in a situation where we weren't just energy independent, we were becoming energy dominant, and we need to get back to that again. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, one of the first actions of their administration. They actively have sought to undermine new drilling on federal lands. They've actively sought to undermine it on private lands as well by targeting investment in new energy projects. They are actively trying to really undermine American energy while at the same time going abroad and talking to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela to try to get them to produce more oil. It's completely backwards of what we should be doing. And when it comes to inflation, I think another important part of this, which Kamala Harris can't escape from, is she was the deciding vote as vice president for that $1.9 trillion in spending, which even Obama economists say really increased inflation, led to inflation. Janet Yellen, who's Biden's Treasury Secretary, even admitted that bill fuels inflation. So Kamala Harris is responsible for that.
I think, too, well, she wasn't the border czar, though, right? We're told that she was not a border czar. In fact, if they keep trying to erase things she did, eventually they're just going to say she wasn't even vice president.
I mean, at a certain point, we're coming to that point because they really are trying to erase every single part of her record. It really is outrageous. I mean, from the border, from the economy, so many different parts of her record. And again, it's not just some sort of one-off comment that she made, even though she should be careful with what she's saying, but it's policy positions she's had and things that she's done, votes that she has taken that have had real catastrophic consequences that Americans have had to deal with. And not just one vote, not just one position, but years long of trying to undermine common sense positions and really institute a radical far left policy on everything from the border to the economy. So I think you're exactly right. At a certain point, she won't have anything to run on. Right now, I don't think she has anything to run on either because she really owns all these Biden crises because she's been right there actively helping them and creating them.
Tommy, what can we expect as we get closer to the fall in terms of voter turnout, the operation, getting people engaged, getting people to vote? I know Dave McCormick's working really hard. He was just touring a Pennsylvania natural gas facility. But, you know, people are nervous that, for example, in Pennsylvania could take, I don't know, I read a story in the Washington Post. It could take days to get the election results back. Is that a concern?
Well, I think ultimately what we're going to be focused on is making sure that we have that infrastructure in place to make sure we have the Protect the Vote infrastructure. We're building a 100,000 person strong election integrity program. So we're going to make sure when we have these votes coming in, we have people on every single eyes on every single part of this process. We're going to have a rapid response team that's able to respond to election integrity concerns in real time. We're holding trainings across the country. If people want to get involved in that, go to protectthevote.com to learn how to get involved, learn how to volunteer. It's really an unprecedented program the RNC and Trump campaign are building. And then sort of the mirror image of that in terms of voter turnout, making sure you go to Trump Force 47, join the team to save America. That's going to help you get the resources you need to reach out to people in your community, make sure that we get people out to vote, make it too big to rig, and make sure that we get every single Republican vote out to the polls possible.
Tommy Pigott, follow him on X at Tommy Pigott. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, now, the Secret Service, turns out this is very fascinating, really, truly is. So texts show that a suspect spotted, the suspect who tried to assassinate Donald Trump, was spotted 90 minutes before the shooting. All right, so a lot of this is blowing up here, and I got to give you all this. Plus, Google has been messing with its algorithm regarding search results for that. But let's go through what occurred with the rally and the shooting. So snipers were suspicious of the gunman 90 minutes before he opened fire. All right, this is a very, very big deal. The man who attempted to assassinate Trump was identified by local law enforcement as suspicious more than 90 minutes before he shot at the former president. These are now new revealed text messages obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, shared with the New York Times, show that a counter sniper flagged 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as suspicious at 4:26 p.m. Okay, 4:26 p.m. before his shift at the Pennsylvania rally ended. Crooks would go on to open fire on Trump, striking the former president in the ear at 6:11 p.m., injuring two other rally attendees and killing 50-year-old Corey Compatore. Someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. This was a group text, okay? A group text between the counter snipers and the local police response. Someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. And according to the New York Times, they said they wanted to make Crooks aware that law enforcement was in the area. I'm just letting you know because you see me go out with my rifle and put it in my car, so he knows you guys are up there sitting to the direct right on a picnic table about 50 yards from the exit. Roger that, someone responded. Later at 5:10 p.m., about an hour before the attack, Crooks was photographed by law enforcement outside of a building owned by AGR International. 28 minutes later, the counter snipers shared photos of Crooks in their group chat and discussed telling the Secret Service, according to the messages. Kid learning around building we are in, AGR, I believe it is. I did see him with a rangefinder looking toward the stage. FYI, if you want to notify Secret Service snipers to look out, I lost sight of him, one officer wrote. Call it into command and have a uniform check it out, another officer responded. At 6:11 p.m., Crooks opened fire on Trump from the rooftop of the AGR building, narrowly missing his head and striking his ear. Counter snipers responded by killing him. In body camera footage of the aftermath of the shooting, an officer says, quote, I'm trying to figure out how this guy got here. In the footage obtained by Senator Grassley, Crooks can be seen lying dead in the background with a pool of blood alongside what appears to be the rifle he used in the attack. Another officer in the video says Crooks fired his rifle at least 8 times. Looks like what at least 8, the officer said, pointing out shell casings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, at least 8. The investigation into the shooting is ongoing, with the questions remaining about the security failures of the Trump campaign rally. Now, former President Trump's going to be interviewed by the FBI very, very shortly. And House lawmakers, as you know, last week voted to create a task force to investigate the attack. So that's happening. At the same time that's happening now, Google is admitting that it's messed with the algorithm. But I want to play a clip for you real quick, if I could, that's on the subject here. So the Trump gunman planned to, this is the local SWAT team in Butler, PA. They claim they had no communications with the Secret Service prior to the shooting. They were supposed to meet them upon arrival, and it never happened. This is Jason Woods, Pennsylvania SWAT team officer, speaking with ABC News, Cut 18.
A face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
Too late. It was too late. There's a lot more on this I'm going to get to in the next hour. Don't worry, we're just getting warmed up. And Google messing with the algorithms, Facebook taking down images. I mean, it's the usual censorati, as you can imagine. But listen, I've been telling you about one of the greatest finds of Mama Zioli, besides myself, of course. And that's our dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. My whole family goes to Dr. Mike. The level of care and commitment to dental excellence is simply unmatched. You know, it's now July. If you haven't made a dentist appointment yet, what are you waiting for? You got to go twice a year. And if you need a new smile or any improvements to your smile, there's no one better than Dr. Mike. In fact, Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile that we all want. Dr. Mike has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done or going to the dentist, get off the fence and reach out to Dr. Mike today. With 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your appointment for a free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. There's simply no one better. And everybody in the office is first rate. Great people working there. Great music playing in the office, too. And you will get the best smile you could ever imagine, because that's what Dr. Mike does. And you deserve a great smile. You really do. You deserve a beautiful, beautiful smile. So get it done today. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Or visit VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A. My buddy, my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Day, Tommy Pickett is the spokesman for the Republican National Committee. Our strategic communications director is his exact title, and he's back on the show today. Tommy, how's it going, bud?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me back on.
Are you weird? I'm just curious.
Well, it's such an interesting thing for the Harris campaign to try to talk about, because so many examples that people have been pointing out of Kamala Harris, who is infamous for her word salads and other things. So interesting that that's what they're going with, because I don't think they're going to win that argument.
Yeah, weird is also something that I would expect my 7-year-old daughter to say when she gets home from school, like, Daddy, that guy was weird. I don't expect politicians and celebrities and people on TV, but they're all parroting the talking point. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great point, and also does nothing to actually respond to the real things that Americans care about, like the fact that she wants to defund the police or ban fracking or ban everything from plastic straws to appliances, open the border. I mean, it's clear that they're trying to distract from all that. So I think it's a great point to say that they're really stooping to low levels here, and I don't think the American people are going to fall for it.
Let's talk about Pennsylvania, shall we? I know that Kamala Harris is now trying to walk back what she said in 2020, which is that she wanted to ban fracking. I don't think people are going to fall for it. But I guess the real question is, does she even understand what fracking means?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, this is such a pattern with her now, where she's trying to walk back not just something she said as a one-off, but her decades-long held opinions on these issues. I mean, she said she wants to ban fracking during the campaign multiple times, on camera, in front of large audiences, multiple times. And then when she was in California, she sued the Obama administration at the time to stop fracking in California. So she took action when she was in elected office to try to hold back fracking and then pledge to ban it. And then on top of that, she said she wants to do it on day one. So I think she still has that in her plan. And based off of what we've seen from the Biden administration under Biden and Kamala Harris, is they're actively taking steps to attack American energy every single chance that they can. So I think that's going to continue if Kamala Harris is elected.
Well, that's a very important point, because I don't think people realize that this war on energy has not been something that is new, but it's something Democrats have been doing for decades, and they're all in on this. And she ran on that platform. I mean, she ran as an extremist, as one of the most lefty senators, and she was proud of the fact, too. She was very proud of that fact. But now, of course, she needs to win Pennsylvania and Michigan. But she's also a woman who advocated banning cheeseburgers, Tommy. I love my cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I mean, she wants to ban practically everything. She also supported the $93 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, you say a number like that, $93 trillion, it almost sounds made up, but that's how ridiculous their proposals are from the radical left. She supported it. She said the ideas behind it were important and sound. She actively applauded the most radical members of the Democrat Party for proposing things like you said, wanting to ban meat, banning plastic straws. The Biden administration has actively right now been trying to ban everyday appliances from dishwashers to light bulbs. We already know about the electric vehicle mandate that's done so much harm to the auto industry. I mean, Kamala Harris has the most extreme agenda. And I think the ultimate irony of all of this is that they claim to do it for the quote unquote climate. But not only does it hurt our energy security, not only does it hurt our economic security, it hurts the environment because they are essentially exporting our energy supply chain to communist China, Venezuela, Russia. We produce energy the best in America, the cleanest in America, and yet they'd rather buy things from communist China, which would hurt the environment, our energy security, and our national security.
Do you think that, when we talk about the economy, I heard a story before I got on the air today that people are not able to go to McDonald's anymore. They're actually cutting back at McDonald's because things are so expensive. I mean, that's crazy to me. I still think the economy is going to be the number one issue behind this. And obviously, energy prices drive a lot of that with the economy, no doubt.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think just looking at that contrast where we've had gas prices have been above $3 a gallon on average across this country for over 1,000 days, and they were never that high under President Trump. And so President Trump had us in a situation where we weren't just energy independent, we were becoming energy dominant, and we need to get back to that again. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, one of the first actions of their administration. They actively have sought to undermine new drilling on federal lands. They've actively sought to undermine it on private lands as well by targeting investment in new energy projects. They are actively trying to really undermine American energy while at the same time going abroad and talking to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, try to get them to produce more oil. It's completely backwards of what we should be doing. And when it comes to inflation, I think another important part of this, which Kamala Harris can't escape from, is she was the deciding vote as vice president for that $1.9 trillion in spending, which even Obama economists say really increased inflation, led to inflation. Janet Yellen, who's Biden's Treasury Secretary, even admitted that bill fuels inflation. So Kamala Harris is responsible for that.
I think, too, she wasn't the border czar, though, right? We're told that she was not a border czar. In fact, if they keep trying to erase things she did, eventually they're just going to say she wasn't even vice president.
I mean, at a certain point, we're coming to that point because they really are trying to erase every single part of her record. It really is outrageous. I mean, from the border, from the economy, so many different parts of her record. And again, it's not just some sort of one-off comment that she made, even though she should be careful with what she's saying, but it's policy positions she's had and things that she's done, votes that she has taken that have had real catastrophic consequences that Americans have had to deal with. And not just one vote, not just one position, but years long of trying to undermine common sense positions and really institute a radical far left policy on everything from the border to the economy. So I think you're exactly right. At a certain point, she won't have anything to run on. Right now, I don't think she has anything to run on either because she really owns all these Biden crises. Because she's been right there actively helping them and creating them.
Tommy, what can we expect as we get closer to the fall in terms of voter turnout, the operation, getting people engaged, getting people to vote? I know Dave McCormick's working really hard. He was just touring a Pennsylvania natural gas facility. But, people are nervous that, for example, in Pennsylvania, it could take, I read a story in the Washington Post, it could take days to get the election results back. Is that a concern?
Well, I think ultimately what we're going to be focused on is making sure that we have that infrastructure in place to make sure we have the Protect the Vote infrastructure. We're building a 100,000 person strong election integrity program. So we're going to make sure when we have these votes coming in, we have people on every single eyes on every single part of this process. We're going to have a rapid response team that's able to respond to election integrity concerns in real time. We're holding trainings across the country. If people want to get involved in that, go to protectthevote.com to learn how to get involved, learn how to volunteer. It's really an unprecedented program the RNC and Trump campaign are building. And then sort of the mirror image of that in terms of voter turnout, making sure you go to Trump Force 47, join the team to save America. That's going to help you get the resources you need to reach out to people in your community, make sure that we get people out to vote, make it too big to rig, and make sure that we get every single Republican vote out to the polls possible.
Tommy Pigott, follow him on X at Tommy Pigott. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, now, the Secret Service, turns out, this is very fascinating, really, truly is. So, texts show that a suspect spotted, the suspect who tried to assassinate Donald Trump, was spotted 90 minutes before the shooting. All right, so a lot of this is blowing up here, and I got to give you all this. Plus, Google has been messing with its algorithm regarding search results for that. But let's go through what occurred with the rally and the shooting. So, snipers were suspicious of the gunman 90 minutes before he opened fire. All right. This is a very, very big deal. The man who attempted to assassinate Trump was identified by local law enforcement as suspicious more than 90 minutes before he shot at the former president. These are now new revealed text messages obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, shared with the New York Times, show that a counter sniper flagged 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as suspicious at 4:26 p.m. Okay, 4:26 p.m. before his shift at the Pennsylvania rally ended. Crooks would go on to open fire on Trump, striking the former president in the ear at 6:11 p.m., injuring two other rally attendees and killing 50-year-old Corey Compatore. Someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. This was a group text, okay? A group text between the counter snipers and the local police response. Someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. And according to the New York Times, they said they wanted to make Crooks aware that law enforcement was in the area. I'm just letting you know because you see me go out with my rifle and put it in my car. So he knows you guys are up there sitting to the direct right on a picnic table about 50 yards from the exit. Roger that, someone responded. Later at 5:10 p.m., about an hour before the attack, Crooks was photographed by law enforcement outside of a building owned by AGR International. 28 minutes later, the counter sniper shared photos of Crooks in their group chat and discuss telling the Secret Service, according to the messages. Kid learning around building we are in, AGR, I believe it is. I did see him with a rangefinder looking toward the stage. FYI, if you want to notify Secret Service snipers to look out, I lost sight of him, one officer wrote. Call it into command and have a uniform check it out, another officer responded. At 6:11 p.m., Crooks opened fire on Trump from the rooftop of the AGR building, narrowly missing his head and striking his ear. Counter snipers responded by killing him. In body camera footage of the aftermath of the shooting, an officer says, quote, "I'm trying to figure out how this guy got here." In the footage obtained by Senator Grassley, Crooks can be seen lying dead in the background with a pool of blood alongside what appears to be the rifle he used in the attack. Another officer in the video says Crooks fired his rifle at least 8 times. Looks like what at least 8, the officer said, pointing out shell casings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, at least 8. The investigation into the shooting is ongoing, with the questions remaining about the security failures of the Trump campaign rally. Now, former President Trump's going to be interviewed by the FBI very, very shortly. And House lawmakers, as you know, last week voted to create a task force to investigate the attack. So that's happening. At the same time that's happening now, Google is admitting that it's messed with the algorithm. But I want to play a clip for you real quick, if I could, that's on the subject here. So the Trump gunman planned to, this is a local SWAT team in Butler, PA. They claim they had no communications with the Secret Service prior to the shooting. They were supposed to meet them upon arrival, and it never happened. This is Jason Woods, Pennsylvania SWAT team officer, speaking with ABC News. Cut 18.
A face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
Too late. It was too late. There's a lot more on this I'm going to get to in the next hour. Don't worry. We're just getting warmed up. And Google messing with the algorithms, Facebook taking down images. I mean, it's the usual censorati, as you can imagine. But listen, I've been telling you about one of the greatest finds of Mama Zioli, besides myself, of course. And that's our dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. My whole family goes to Dr. Mike. The level of care and commitment to dental excellence is simply unmatched. You know, it's now July. If you haven't made a dentist appointment yet, what are you waiting for? You got to go twice a year. And if you need a new smile or any improvements to your smile, there's no one better than Dr. Mike. In fact, Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile that we all want. Dr. Mike has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done or going to the dentist, get off the fence and reach out to Dr. Mike today. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your appointment for a free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. There's simply no one better. And everybody in the office is first rate. Great people working there. Great music playing in the office, too. And you will get the best smile you could ever imagine, because that's what Dr. Mike does. And you deserve a great smile. You really do. You deserve a beautiful, beautiful smile. So get it done today. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Or visit VenariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A. My buddy, my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria, VenariaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.